The new Connect FM.
We've been talking about just the crazy weather and, you know, how hot it is and then it gets cool. And Ed Kieser, you know, you were actually broadcasting when we had the big tornado come through back in, what is it, 94?
96.
Okay.
Yep, 15 years ago.
That was a big day for you. And that was your big first big storm incident, too, that you had to deal with.
Well, the first big one where I got to use Doppler radar, yeah.
Oh, that's,
it was an extraordinary day, and fortunately we don't have too many of those.
I bet every meteorologist remembers the first time they got to handle the Doppler.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's certainly a great tool for us.
Okay. And last time we had you on, and you gave some wonderful tips. We were talking about the terrible storms that had ravaged the South and that big E5 tornado. And I'd said to you, geez, I mean, what do you even do? I mean, how can you survive a tornado like that? And whether it's a tornado that big or you just come face to face with one, you had given some great tips on things that you can do to reduce your risk and further the likelihood that you survive. So let's say you're out driving around and you come across one. People say that you should get in a ditch. I personally don't feel secure with that. Can you explain how that helps?
Well, I wouldn't feel too secure with that either, but I would feel less secure being in my car being sucked up into a tornado.
Okay.
Your car is made of metal and glass, and that all gets smashed around when a tornado strikes. So that's why it's said to get in a ditch. I like to call it the last-ditch effort. What you really want to do is not get hit by a tornado while in a car. So if you are out and it's far enough away, just try to drive away at right angles or just get out of its path. But if it's gaining on you, then it's time to get out. It's time to get in a ditch if you can't find a good building, because if you are picked up in the car, your odds of survival are actually worse. And one other thing, if you're in town and you see a tornado coming, it's not a good idea to get in your car and try to outrun it, because the likelihood is you'll get caught in traffic and windy streets, and then the tornado may catch up to you. So
Okay. It's
better to try to evade a tornado in the countryside where you actually have some distance and can see.
Did you just say, or earlier, did you say when you're trying to get away from it, drive right angles?
Yeah, if you can determine what direction it's going, say it's going west to east, just drive south.
Okay.
Then you're getting out of its path. Sometimes it's hard to tell what direction a tornado is moving, but that's why we only give this advice if you're a significant distance away from the tornado. If it's less than a mile from you bearing down on you, you're in trouble at that point, and you just don't want to be in a car if it's that close.
Okay. And then your advice for indoors, if you're at home and you hear the sirens go off and it's time to get yourself protected, what is your recommendations there?
Well, the two rules I like to say, just because you're not always at home, wherever you happen to be, is go to the lowest floor. And again, that's a basement if you have one, but if you don't have a basement, the first floor, just get down as low as possible and put as many walls between you and the tornado or the outside as possible, because flying debris is what hurts people the most. So the more inside you are, the farther away from the outside walls and windows that can tear away, the better off you are. And, of course, you want to get under something sturdy if you can. And even having blankets and pillows covering yourself will help, because, again, it's the flying debris more than anything that hurts people the most. So that can add a little bit of extra protection. And I always tell people, for their homes, you might want to just keep some old blankets or pillows in the area that you would typically go if a tornado was threatening.
Okay. Well, that makes sense. And you're all prepared.
That's right. And One thing to note, if you live in a mobile home, you have to pay close attention to the weather, because they are not safe if a tornado hits. And unfortunately, in the last decade, I've run some statistics, and a little over 50% of all people killed in tornadoes have been in mobile homes, which is an extraordinary number, because well less than 50% of the population is in a mobile home at any given time.
Well, I remember I've lived in a couple of mobile homes. When I was growing up, we lived in a mobile home park. And when I was an adult, first time around, I lived over in, it's over there in Urbana. I can't believe I can't
first
remember.
First time around,
Indian,
so you've been an adult more than once now.
Well, yeah, that's true. But I guess when I was out on my own is what I meant to say.
Okay.
In both cases, there wasn't a place to go if a tornado was coming. I mean, we would just go kind of hang out in the bathtub.
Yeah, and that's kind of that's a difficult situation. It's nice when mobile home parks do provide a safety shelter for tornadoes, and that's why I just tell people, if you live in a mobile home, that's great, but you have to pay closer attention to the weather, because you really don't want to be in a mobile home if a tornado hits. Mm. And the statistics really bear that out. When you think of it, again, slightly over 50% of all tornado fatalities are to people in mobile homes.
Man. And so, what should they go to, a store? I mean, ride around in the car? I mean,
sure. Any building any sturdy building will offer better protection. So it could be a store, it could be a community building, it could be a neighbor's house, whatever works. But if you live in a mobile home, it's a good idea to have a plan, to know where to go, so you can get there quickly.
Okay. Well, these are always good things to go over. Thankfully, we don't have to worry about it today.
Yeah, probably not. You know, the atmosphere is very humid right now, and I think over the next few days, the pop-up showers and thunderstorms will increase in coverage. So enjoy the dry weather, because the wet weather is going to return, and we have a daily chance of showers and thunderstorms right up through the weekend. And flooding is another concern, because with all the water that's out there right now across the Midwest, it's not hard to have thunderstorms pop up and dump heavy rainfall in a short period of time.
Ed Kieser, meteorologist. We all know him. We all love him. And we thank you so much. And we'll be in touch if anything crazy happens.
Yeah, well, great connecting with you again, and look forward to doing it again.
All right, Ed.
Take care.
Have a great afternoon.
You too.
93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM.